I'm very happy now to welcome Rick Iannucci, Stuart Angel, and Nancy DeSantis. They are from Horses for Heroes, which is a really interesting program that's happening right here south of Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning.
So this is a program where you are basically using horses and riding and doing the work of ranching as a therapeutic process, particularly for veterans, of whom you, Stuart, are one, returning with post-traumatic stress or other kinds of stress.
That's correct. We worked, and we've been on your show before. Thank you. We've had some great response from that. We work with combat wounded veterans, mostly Operation Iraqi Freedom or Enduring Freedom from Afghanistan, either with combat injuries, physical injuries, or post-traumatic stress disorders.
And
that we now call combat trauma.
Yeah, combat trauma, better word, sort of more direct kind of descriptive word, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Than the
absolutely
psycho jargon.
Absolutely.
Well, either way, there's a reintegration process that happens as we matriculate from military to civilian life. And there's some real interesting transitions that we all go through, whether it's from military to civilian or from working to retirement. We still go through some of the same issues, and it's nice to have something to lean back on and someone to show us the way once in a while.
What was it like for you, Stuart, coming back and then getting involved with the ranch and the horses?
Well, like I said, there was definitely a learning curve in the reintegration process. I met Rick about 6 months ago, and that was just by serendipity. We ran into each other here in Santa Fe, and really the rest is history. I was invited to come to the program. I was looking at it as an opportunity to learn about the program and possibly write about it. But the more things I find myself doing, well, we're very dynamic, and there's always something else that we can do, and there's always another facet of what we can do to be of service to others and be of service to veterans and to each other, first and foremost.
What Stuart's saying is that once we bring someone into the Cowboy Up program, which what we call the program, Horses for Heroes New Mexico Incorporated is the parent organization, our 501c3 nonprofit. But the Cowboy Up program, once we operate under special forces principles, and I'm a former Green Beret, so we operate on see one, do one, and teach one. And almost from day one, when the guys and gals come into the program, and we have females as well, they get started, and whatever it is that they've learned, we turn around and have them assist us the next time teaching someone else. So we're like a giant family. Once they're into the program, they'll show up, and as evidenced by last week, we had six veterans come up from the clinic inpatient from the STAR and the PTSD program at the VA hospital. And I didn't even have to ask the other fellas, and they just showed up to help out. So we had about six veterans that are currently in the program at different stages just show up to help their brothers that are coming in from the VA inpatient to get horseback. They helped them groom. They helped them get. So wherever they were, they just stood up to that level. You know, they rose to that level to help groom or to help saddle or to help ride. In Stuart's case, he's been with us for over a half a year now. And he's been able to, he's great ground walking with the fellas and getting him a little bit more straight in the saddle and balanced, a little bit more thorough in their handling of the reins and all the things that he's gone through. So there's nothing better to learn something as to have to turn around and teach it.
Right. Exactly.
The challenges are certainly there, Rick, and thank you for that. Every time I come out there, I'm certainly challenged, and it's something new every day. Every time I attend a training or a riding program, I'm always learning something new and saddled with new challenges.
What is it about, do you think, Nancy, getting on a horse, riding, being outdoors, that is specifically therapeutic for people coming back with combat trauma?
I would say that it is therapeutic because when you are in the world of the horse, you have to be there at that moment with the horse. So you can't be thinking about what am I going to be buying tomorrow when I'm in town or whatever. You can't think about that because you're in the moment with the horse. And they only operate on the present moment. So somebody with PTSD will come in and they have different anxiety levels. So, and they have sometimes, many times, trouble focusing. So being on the horse is a meditative type thing. You kind of enter this Zen space. And the horse helps you there because you have to be present.
And, you know, it's in a way, it's interesting to me. It's like enforced meditation, because I mean, if you're sitting on a cushion meditating, you're not going to get thrown off.
Exactly. And that's why I myself really enjoy it, because it is the only time I can meditate. So it forces me to be in there, but it's not the type of forcing, you know, that any other discipline, let's say,
right.
would
what
be.
What you're saying is very true, because combat warriors are used to consequential actions. For everything that they do, you go out on a combat patrol, it's very there's consequences to it. If you do this, something happens. There's a certain physics to it. And we use what you're saying as an analogy for our guys and gals and say, hey, you're on this horse. There are consequences to everything you do. If you press your left leg in, there is a certain dynamic that happens, or your right leg, or if you lift your reins up or you sit back on your pockets, you know, everything has its consequences. For instance, if we're moving cattle, if you get ahead of those cows or your horse starts pitching a little bit or something like that. So it's a very similar experience as combat. And one of the hallmarks of our organization is that we give everyone a new mission, as you and I talked about before. And I also wanted to let you know, too, since we've spoken, we have our first program graduate we're proud to announce. And
how do you graduate?
There's about 12 objectives that Nance and I developed. And when they get through about the 12 objectives, and the final one being teach a full lesson with supervision, we award them their purple wild rag, and that's basically that's the cowboy yeah. way, the cowboy scarf, and that's basically cooperation with our affiliation and our partnership with the Military Order of the Purple Heart in New Mexico. So they get the purple wild rag, and they're off to do some cattle work with us and things like that. Of course, they've already done stuff in the arena.
So it's not like they have, once they graduate, they don't have to leave.
No,
there's no leaving.
Because I would think you'd never want to graduate.
Leave. Actually, the guys don't leave. In fact, we had 16 of these guys for Thanksgiving dinner.
And they were tasty.
but basically, they're focusing on a new mission, and the new mission, because they're all mission-oriented folks, and that is one thing that we found that they're lacking when they come back. They're lacking that, and the second part of that that goes hand in hand is the camaraderie that you get, that warrior trust bond, and we supply that again.
And you have that in the context of a ranch.
We have that in context of that, and with all the veterans showing up to help each other, that bond is there. And like, we don't even have to, as I said before, don't even have to ask anybody to show up. These guys that are in the program just show up to help each other out.
So this is a nonprofit. You're having a fundraiser on Thursday, the 9th of December at Vanessi's, which is such a wonderful place. They do so much great for the community. It's cocktails at 5, and there's speakers at 5:30 and dinner at 6 o'clock in the evening, Thursday, the 9th of December.
Yeah, we're going to have December 9th, Thursday night. We're going to have Ricardo Cate, is a Marine veteran from the Kiowa Pueblo, formerly known as Santo Domingo.
And he does that great comic strip in the paper called Without Reservations.
Absolutely.
I love that.
He's a side-splitting guy. He's actually a stand-up comedian as well.
So he'll be there.
He'll be there, and he's going to kick off the program that evening. He's become a very good friend of ours. And the second he found out we were having the dinner, the fundraiser, and which is our first ever, we've got so many. The exponential growth in this program has been so great that we really have to do something to keep it going. But anyway, Ricardo found out about it and called and said, hey, I'm there. And that's all it took. And so He's actually on KSFR, too. He's got some programs in the evening.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you have been able to basically gather the funding together that you need to keep this program going and make it available to as many veterans as want to be in it?
Actually, I still fund this out of my pension.
No way.
I do. And that's why we're having our first, because we're getting three new horses from the Express UU Bar Ranch up in Cimarron. They are one of our program partners. They're also one of our program partners through our affiliation with the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association. So we'll be having, so we've got to feed them, and they literally will, quote unquote, eat you out of house and home. So because of the growth in the program, we definitely had to do something to try to, as you know, hay is quite expensive, and we have to hay all year long here in Santa Fe.
Now, when you have veterans who have gone through this program, and I guess it is really effective, and they become, I mean, Stuart, you can speak to this as much as anybody. You become calmer through doing it. You become less anxious through doing it.
Well, I've certainly become more social. There was a time where I was actually exhibiting some antisocial and, frankly, dangerous behaviors. And part of what I've benefited in this program is from the constant personal contact and constant always having a mission. Rick's always giving me something to do, whether it's talking on the radio or feeding horses or unloading giant semi-load trailers full of hay. Well, I got a mission, and I got to keep those behaviors in check, and I got to keep myself in check, and I got to be ready to go. And I appreciate that opportunity. The more I make myself available, the more opportunities come my way, and it's working for us. So
it's a self-sustainable program.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's such a great idea. I'm surprised. I would think there are or should be programs like this all over the country.
There are horse therapy programs around the country, but nobody doing what we're doing.
In fact,
we're going to be featured in this month's New Mexico Stockman magazine coming up, and we're also going to be featured in Working Ranch magazine, Tim O'Byrne's magazine this month. So they were... That's what we thought, that there'd probably be somebody else doing what we're doing, but to tie the horse therapy, wellness, and the ranch skills / vocational rehab parts all together, there wasn't anybody doing that. So.
And so then you are equipped with skills you didn't have before.
Absolutely. I did the vocational rehab program through the Veterans Administration, and I guess I've learned in 6 months what... I didn't do in 8 years of getting a college degree. So it's been real good for me as far as the socialization and, you know, keeping some of my own behaviors in check and staying busy and staying positive at all times has really had an effect in me and my personal life and my family life and also my professional life. Thanks, Rick. Nancy.
Yeah. Now, do you find that folks who have been perhaps as some returning vets are, dangerous to themselves and dangerous to others, are truly healing? Like those parts become less dangerous? You can trust yourself more?
Absolutely.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For lack of a better word, I'm domesticated again.
Yeah.
Not such a wild man.
One of the things that we found is that the camaraderie and the way that everyone comes into the program, and for lack of a better description, the love that's shared amongst each other in this program and the ranching community that's also embraced this program basically dilutes all those other feelings that some of these guys have had in the past, the disconnection and those type of things. There's a real connection because the ranching community and what we do in this program is basically the overlay, integrity, loyalty, all those, and the cowboy ethic and the cowboy code is an overlay over top of what the warrior ethos was.
It's interesting that you use the word dilute. There are so many metaphors for thinking about the mind and thinking about healing, mm-hmm. and the idea that you can just sort of dissolve some of the real toxic stuff.
Yeah, because we found that the PTSD, those experiences never go away. So what we're trying to do is just refocus and rechannel them and that's and dilute the bad portions and the toxic thoughts, like in that respect.
The program is called Cowboy Up. It's a program of Horses for Heroes, which can be found on the web at horsesforheroes.org. And we've been talking to Rick Iannucci, Stuart Angel, and Nancy DeSantis. The event, once again, Thursday, December 9th at 5 o'clock in the evening. Going forward through the evening, the wonderful guest speaker
is Ricardo Cate.
Also, music by the Bus Tapes.
Yeah, the Bus Tapes are coming in. They're going to do some music for us. They've been great for us. And people can still buy their tickets online. They can either go through us, and we'll hold the tickets because time may be short. And we are selling out pretty quick. They can buy their tickets online, or they can call us. You can call me at 505-670-2059 or go on www.horsesforheroes.org, and they can purchase tickets online. We'll have them at the door for them.
Rick, Stuart, and Nancy, thanks for being with us, and thanks for the great work you do.
And thank you for coming out and seeing us.
I have, in fact, done that, and I even had some contact with those beautiful horses.
And they miss you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.